Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the very first weekend of April. Spring is progressing here in Ottawa. In addition to the garden burrs, this week I heard the calling of the Canada geese. During the winter, they migrate to the south, and then in the spring, they always come back. When I heard their calling sound, I felt suddenly very nostalgic, as if meeting an old friend. Right now, as I talk with you, I am sitting outside of my house. Wherever I look, I can still see the snow on the ground. But the warmth of the sun on my skin reminds me of summer. It is certainly an interesting mix. I wonder what the nature around you is like on this first weekend of April. Today, I am taking you back to another memory from my childhood. I want to reflect on kindness that we received from adults when we were little. Even though adults are typically busy and stuck in their own heads, when we look back, we all can remember somebody who, despite being an adult, seemed to really understand our feelings as a little kid. In the memory that I'm going to share with you, I am 7 years old, and the person who really got my feeling was my great aunt. She passed away 2 years ago, and I can no longer meet her physically, but the kindness she gave me that day still shines brightly in my heart. I wonder what memory will be brought to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Round and round exercise. The summer when I was 7, I visited my great aunt's house in Tokyo with my mother. It was a very hot day, and even though it was already evening when we arrived, the hot, humid air was felt inside the house as well. In the front room, both the TV and the fan were on. While my mother and great aunt chatted and attended dinner preparation in the kitchen, I stayed in the front room, enjoying the wind coming from the fan. While I sat there with wind on my face, I suddenly got inspired to walk around the round, low table in the middle of the room. With the TV sound in the back, I started walking around the table, and slowly my speed increased. Before long, I was running around the low table, sweating and laughing. "You are having fun!" It was my great aunt. She came in to grab something, but her face lit up upon seeing me running and laughing. "I'm doing an exercise," I replied, without stopping my motion. "An exercise?" "Yes! It's so much fun. You can join me if you want." This is where my mother would roll her eyes and leave the room. But to my delight, my great aunt seemed intrigued. She rolled up her sleeves and said to me, "If it's so much fun, then I should not miss it." The next moment, we were both running around the table, sweating and laughing. "You are right," said my great aunt, as she ran. "This exercise is really fun. I should do it even when you're not here." "Yes, you should." After some time, my mother came and reminded us that it was time for me to take bath. "Well, thank you for teaching me this exercise," my great aunt said to me as we both came to a halt. "Oh, I feel energized after running with you." As I left the room to take bath, I felt so happy and proud that my great aunt tried my exercise and moreover liked it. She always knew how to make me feel seen and appreciated.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.